7. 7 is the number of the week as the Edmonton Oilers score 7 on the Nashville Predators, but it only took 7 seconds for the New Jersey Devils to beat the Edmonton Oilers. We'll talk about that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers Podcast. I am your host and former Oilers game day producer, Brett Holden. As mentioned on today's episode, the number 7. The number 7 is the theme of the week, or the number of the week, for the Edmonton Oilers as they blow 7 past the Nashville Predators, and then it only took 7 seconds for the New Jersey Devils to beat the Oilers. We will talk about those two games in just a second, but also on today's episode, the goaltending controversy is amplified even more this week. So we're going to discuss the current state of the Edmonton Oilers crease, as it's still maybe a little murkier than we might think. We will also end off today's episode with the Bakersfield Condors report. All that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcast. Plus, today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. Hello. It's been a while. Yes, I was on vacation. I was in Los Angeles. So I apologize. So today's episode will act as a little bit of a week in review, and regular everyday episodes will be back next week. But let's start off with the week that was for the Edmonton Oilers, as it started off not bad, and we could even go as far back as last Saturday as the Edmonton Oilers beat the Calgary Flames in the Battle of Alberta. But we're going to start off with the game against the Nashville Predators, a 7-4 game for the Edmonton Oilers, a 7-4 win for the Edmonton Oilers as they improved to 7-3 on the season and got their 5th straight win. That was massive, and kind of why we are going to talk about the goaltending crease, state of the goaltending for the Edmonton Oilers in our second period of today's episode, as Jack Campbell had 19 saves on the night. Didn't have to be too sharp, but it wasn't a fantastic game for Jack Campbell. There have been times throughout the season where I have been very vocal, and yes, you look at the numbers and they may not be favorable for Jack Campbell. Heading into the game, his numbers weren't great, and now sitting here today, as we will go over his stats more extensively later, but now he sits at a .881 save percentage with a 3.91 goals against, and it continued against Nashville. First goal of the game, Nashville scored. They did score the first goal of the game, but that first goal was pretty weak. And one of the first ones where genuinely I sat there and went, you know what? He needs to make that save. And there was a couple more throughout the game where you sat there and went, you know what? Jack has to make that save. Was it a game where it was relatively in the Edmonton Oilers' hands? Yes, the Oilers were in control of that game against the Nashville Predators for most, if not the entire game, despite the fact they gave up the first goal. And the big thing for Jack Campbell this season that has really been on his side is that he has been able to make the saves that he's needed to make, and that is why he has gotten the results he has gotten. That's why he has won the games that he has won. He has made the saves late in games and made the saves throughout the game that he has needed to make. But you can't hold on to that forever. You need Jack Campbell to be stronger, and he still allowed 4 goals in the game, 19 saves. Should be better. Evander Kane scoring a hat trick on the night for the Edmonton Oilers. It was either going to be him or Connor McDavid, as McDavid finished with 2 goals, 2 assists, 4 points in that game, continuing the dominance. And Evander Kane looked like the Evander Kane that everybody expected him to be once he re-signed with the Edmonton Oilers. That was the physicality, the unicorn, as I've seen on Twitter, that is Evander Kane. That was a good game for the Edmonton Oilers. Then they go into the game last night against the New Jersey Devils, who are now 8-3 on the season, or 8-2, I believe, on the season now. And a very, very good hockey team there. Should the Oilers have won that game? Probably. And if you ask anybody in that locker room, they would agree. They would say, especially with the fact that it only took 7 seconds for the New Jersey Devils to take the lead and go on to win the game in the third period, they would say that they should have that game back. If not, at least have a point coming out of that game, as the Edmonton Oilers did go on to lose 4-3 despite scoring the first goal of the game. The first game that the Edmonton Oilers have lost this season after scoring the first goal of the game. As the Edmonton Oilers, over the last couple of years since the start of 2021, is the best team after scoring the first goal of the game. And as Zach Hyman said in his, I believe it was his interview today, not after last night's game, but after practice today, Friday, he said that the Edmonton Oilers have done the exact same thing to other teams before. And the Edmonton Oilers will do that to other teams in the future. But like Zach Hyman said, would rather have that happen in game 11 of the season than game 71. Something to learn for the Edmonton Oilers is there was a lot of chatter, I guess, maybe not necessarily uber negative, but a lot of chatter around Marcus Niemelainen's positioning on that last goal. And Marcus Niemelainen, as Jay Woodcroft and Marcus Niemelainen himself has said, he would be the first one to admit when he was in the wrong position, if he was in the wrong position. And he was. And as mentioned, he just misread the play and got beat. And you know what? That happens. You're not going to be perfect, and that's okay. But you got to learn. You got to learn from your mistakes, and that will be what the Edmonton Oilers will have to do, and we will see if the Edmonton Oilers have learned from those mistakes at 2 o'clock in a matinee against the Dallas Stars. We'll move on from the week that was in just a second, but I do just want to go over some of the numbers from the game against the New Jersey Devils. Obviously, Connor McDavid scoring the first goal of the game. He finished with 2 points on the night. He now has 12 goals, 12 assists, 24 points in 11 games played. 24 points in 11 games played. Leon Draisaitl added a goal to his total. He has 6 goals, 16 assists, 22 points in 11 games. Stuart Skinner, and is also the reason why we are going to talk about the goaltending in a second, currently has a .944 save percentage after saving 39 shots against the New Jersey Devils, or excuse me, had 39 saves with 43 shots against. He now has the third best save percentage amongst goaltenders who have played more than 2 games in the NHL. Stuart Skinner. The Edmonton Oilers were outshot in that third period, which we saw the New Jersey Devils turned into a different team, a team that the Edmonton Oilers have looked like in the past in third periods. They outshot the Edmonton Oilers 17-13 and took over that game and made it look like they were outshooting, outgunning the Oilers the entire game. Their defensive system was fantastic, especially down the stretch. Nico Hischier, the third best faceoff percentage in the NHL this year, heading into last night's game against the New Jersey Devils. He won that faceoff twice in their own end after the timeout in the last minute. They got the kill of, well, killed the time of the rest of the game and would go on to win. The first overall pick from the 2017 draft. New Jersey's a good team, and I won't lie, did that loss hurt a little bit? Yes, mostly because I did tell Trey from Locked On Devils that Stuart Skinner was going to get a shutout. Blah, 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 blah. I know, my fault. But you have to sit back and realize that's a good team that you lost to. Was it your fault that you lost? Yes, you didn't put the team away when you should have, especially after their starting goaltender left the game injured. You just lost that game. Now, what you have to do is go back, get back on the horse, and respond. And make sure you learned what you learned, and you apply that. It's a long season for a reason. Let's get into the goaltending controversy in the best possible way for the Edmonton Oilers, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But first, I want to tell you more about our partners over at BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for betting football and the start of the basketball season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth analysis for every game. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sports wagering information, live betting, and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. It is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events, including the MLB World Series, the NHL, I talked about the NBA already, MMA, UFC, boxing, golf. You can even bet on what team Aaron Judge is going to sign for this offseason. Not the New York Yankees. Head to the website today and use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen today. Now for your second listen, make sure you tune in to Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports. Go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights that only Locked On can provide with Locked On Sports Today, as it is available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you find your podcasts. Alrighty, as I reach over for my notes, who's the number one goaltender for the Edmonton Oilers? Who is it? As Stuart Skinner comes out of that first loss of the season for him. Yes, he was in the game against the Calgary Flames, but technically, that was a shutout. He didn't allow a goal on 31 shots against. And again, against this past weekend, he got the start against the Calgary Flames and got the win against the Calgary Flames in a 40-save game for him, 42 shots against. That was a .952 save percentage. Following that, the Edmonton Oilers would go on to play the Nashville Predators, where Jack Campbell started, and he had 19 saves on 23 shots against and had a save percentage of .826. Then last night, New Jersey comes into town. Stuart Skinner gets a start, gets peppered with shots, 39 saves on 43 shots against. and kept the Edmonton Oilers in a game that they probably shouldn't have been in. Yes, they dominated. Yes, that was their game to win. But they're allowing too many shots, especially when Stuart Skinner's in there. And you saw what happened when they got outshot 17-13 in that third period. They shouldn't have won that game. They got outworked and outplayed by the New Jersey Devils in that third period. And the New Jersey Devils went on to win the game. But they only went on to win the game because of a 7-second lapse and by only one. Last three games for Stuart Skinner, he has had a save percentage of a .907, .952, and .974. So essentially, I'm saying he had a 90.7 save percentage, a 95.2 save percentage, and a 97.4 save percentage. Compared to Jack Campbell's last two games, where he had a .826, which is 82.6% of the shots he saved. And against the Chicago Blackhawks, a .861, which means he had an 86% or saved 86% of the shots he faced. Stuart Skinner this season has the third best, as I've already mentioned today, the third best save percentage amongst goaltenders who have played more than two games in the NHL this season. Cam Talbot doesn't count. He played one game. The only other goaltenders he is currently behind is Jake Oettinger, who is one of the best goaltenders in the league, and Craig Anderson, who is currently down 4-3 right now, as the moment I am recording this, to the Carolina Hurricanes, and his save percentage will be going down at the end of this game. Stuart Skinner is right there. He has a goals against average of a .210 compared to Jack Campbell's, who is currently sitting at a .391. And Stuart Skinner has played against better competition. The St. Louis Blues, who beat the Edmonton Oilers the last time they played, other than the game in St. Louis, who also gave the Colorado Avalanche their biggest test in the playoffs last season, and he went on to save 37 shots against or in the 38 that he faced. Save 37 of the 38 he faced, which was a .974 save percentage. Then he goes up against your biggest rivals in the Calgary Flames and tears them a new one in 42 shots against, 40 saves. And then against a team who, yes, they did beat you and went on to win their eighth game of the season, he went on to save 39 of them and kept the Oilers in that game. We came into the season with the expectations that, well, Jack Campbell's going to be the 1A and Stuart Skinner will be the 1B, maybe more of a 2A. We're 11 games into the season, and I don't know about you, but I feel much more comfortable with Stuart Skinner starting in goal than Jack Campbell. And I'm not saying that in a way that I think Jack Campbell has had a bad season. I don't think so. The numbers lie sometimes. They do. But sometimes they don't. Especially when you take a look at the difference in the save percentages between the two goalies with the exact same defensive core. Stuart Skinner is not only making the saves that he needs to most of the time. Yes, there were a couple that he probably wants back against the New Jersey Devils. But he also doesn't put himself in the position where he needs to make the save that he should be making or needs to be making. As opposed to Jack Campbell, where the Edmonton Oilers have allowed the first goal of the game most of the time he has been starting for the Edmonton Oilers. He hasn't had a single game with a save percentage above 900 once so far this year. And if so, maybe once. He has a goals against, or a save percentage, excuse me, of a .881, which is the 17th worst in the NHL this year amongst every goaltender. Even goaltenders who have played 20 minutes. That's not good enough. Again, I don't think that Jack Campbell has had a bad season, but he needs to start being more solid, or else Stuart Skinner will force Jay Woodcroft and have him have no decision whatsoever other than to start Stuart Skinner. Dallas is in town on Saturday. Jack Campbell gets the start. Is that the biggest test for him so far this season? Maybe. Maybe. But let's end our chatter around the Edmonton Oilers right now. And let's check in on the Bakersfield Condors, as they've had an interesting little week so far. And an interesting name is leading their team in points and goals. We will talk about that in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about our partners over at Simply Safe. Did you know that over the holidays, property crimes like burglaries and package thefts spike nationally? That's why our friends over at Simply Safe Home Security are offering 50% off their award-winning security system so that more families can feel safe and secure this holiday season. Order your Simply Safe system for half off today and enjoy advanced security and greater peace of mind this holiday season. Simply Safe was named the best home security system of 2022 by US News and World Report, a third year in a row. That's not once, that's not twice, that's 3 years in a row. In an emergency, 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify whether or not a threat is real, so you can get priority police response. 24/7 professional monitoring service costs less than $1 a day, less than half the price of ADT's traditional professionally installed system. With the top-rated Simply Safe app, stay in complete control of your system anytime, anywhere. Arm or disarm, unlock your door for a guest, access your camera, or just adjust the system settings. Don't miss the chance to save big on the only security system I recommend. Get 50% off any new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL. This is their biggest discount of the year, so don't wait. That is simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Alrighty, as we move on to the final period of today's episode, as we go into our Bakersfield Condors report. Bakersfield Condors have had a couple of games. They currently are playing. Well, they're playing tonight. They are currently playing as of me recording this, so no updates to give you so far. But we are going to talk about the last couple of games, starting off with last Saturday, October 29th, as the Ontario Reign faced off against the Bakersfield Condors. A little bit of a California battle for us there, but the Bakersfield Condors did drop that game 4-3. Xavier Borgo got his third goal of the season. He has really been doing well for the Condors so far, tied for the team lead in points right now. Luke Esposito also getting the assist on his goal there. He has two assists on the season. Alex Peters getting his first goal of the season. You remember Alex Peters? He was one of those players in training camp that got a little bit of buzz. As Bob Stauffer said, he was playing like a player who shouldn't be on only an AHL contract. He should have an NHL deal. So a nice goal for him. He needed that one. That was assisted by Klim Kostin, who was acquired for Dmitry Samarukov. Michael Kesslerin getting the third goal of the game for the Bakersfield Condors. He had four goals on the season at the time of that third goal. Greg McKay and Matthias Janmark both getting their first assists of the season on that goal from Michael Kesslerin. Now, Bakersfield actually allowed four goals, all four of Ontario's goals in that second period. They got the first goal of the game, went into that second period up 1-0, and came out of that second period down 4-1. Not fantastic, but they did go on to lose that game. Then they had their comeback game, I guess, almost, against the San Diego Gulls, the Anaheim Ducks affiliate. That was on Wednesday, November 2nd, and Bakersfield would go on to win that one 3-2. Philp getting his first goal of the season, and I mentioned the leading goal scorer on the Bakersfield Condors is a bit surprising, as Michael Kesslerin got his fifth goal of the season there. Brad Malone and Xavier Bourgault getting assists on that goal. Xavier Bourgault getting his third assist of the season there, as Matthias Janmark would go on to score the game-winning goal in that one. Alex Peters also getting an assist, and Phil Kemp getting the other one there. As mentioned, they are currently playing as of me recording this game, so we will have an update from that game. The next Condors report. But yeah, I do want to talk about who are leading the team in points right now. Currently leading them in goals and points is Michael Kesslerin with 5 goals, 6 assists. Technically, we do have 3 players tied for the point lead, and that includes Xavier Bourgault, who has 3 goals, 3 assists, 6 points. And same as James Hamblin. Hamblin's a guy who needs to have a pretty big season or a decent season so far, and he has 3 goals, 3 assists, 6 points, leading the team or tied for the lead for Bakersfield. Exactly the role that he needs to be in, so it's good to see. Seth Griffith as well for the Condors. 5 assists for him so far on the season. He has 5 points on the year as well. 3 players are tied with 3 points, including Yanni Caldas, Damian Cambites. I messed his name up already. Dino Cambites. There we go. Not Damian. Dino Cambites. Can you tell I've been away for a week? And Klim Kostin, who has 1 goal and 2 assists. All 3 of them have 1 goal and 2 assists. Janmark, Alex Peters, and Ty Tulio, all tied with 2 points on the season, 1 goal and 1 assist. I'm sure you're wondering how the goaltenders are doing. Not fantastic, as the 2 goaltenders right now, Calvin Pickard and Olivier Rodrigue, is in Bakersfield, not Ryan Fanti. Olivier Rodrigue, which I'm kind of shocked by. He's gotten into 2 games so far for Bakersfield, where Pickard's gotten into 5. Pickard is 2-2-1 on the year, as Rodrigue is 1-1-0. Both have a goals against average above 3 and a save percentage below 900. So that's basically all you need to know. You don't need to worry about the number. But yes, the Bakersfield Condors in action tonight, as the Edmonton Oilers are in action against the Dallas Stars tomorrow, a 2 p.m. matinee. At least we can get past those 2 goals in 7 seconds relatively quick. We're going to wrap it up there. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen. Or your second listen, make sure you check out Locked On Sports Today. The biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you find your podcast. We're going to wrap it up there. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sorry for being away for a week. A little bit of a wrap up here, but as mentioned, once again, next week we will return to daily videos, daily episodes, as your team comes first. Edmonton Oilers. One of the best teams in the league. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, I did return to the snow, so the white stuff has returned. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Stay safe. We will have a full recap on the game against the Dallas Stars next Monday. But until then, play La Bamba, baby.